It is so exciting looking for a new home, but it absolutely is overwhelming and daunting if you do not have the right resources. Homes.com is home shopping the way it should be. It's more than just a website. Homes.com is your personal guide to finding the perfect home. Get to know a neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. With Homes.com's comprehensive neighborhood details, you'll get in-depth guides, detailed videos, and unbiased insights from a variety of sources. Parents and parents-to-be will love Homes.com's detailed school information. From test scores to student-to-teacher ratios, you'll have the info you need to find the right schools for your kids. Having the right agent can make or break your home search. Homes.com's agent directory and profiles offer a detailed look at each agent's experience so you can find your perfect match. And Homes.com's features a listing agent on each listing so you can easily connect with them without having to scramble to find contact info. Go to Homes.com to learn more. We've done your homework. This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx. We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
The details are not the details. They make the design.
That's John Edson.
That's what he said.
Quoting legendary designer Charles Eames.
Express, test, and cycle.
I'm John Edson, president of Lunar.
Express, test, and cycle.
There's a conception in the public, I think, that design is a lot about making things pretty. That's shifting, I think. There's a big DIY movement and maker movement, and people are getting a better sense of how things come to be. We've always known how kind of buildings came to be because we'd watch them go up. But products just kind of appear on the store shelf from somewhere, from China, right? But I really love the process of design and love bringing things to life.
Express, test, and cycle.
The story that I want to tell about the details that go into product making is about a toothbrush. But there's a bit of a conflict of interest, or at least the perception of one, that requires a disclaimer. So I asked Matt Martin at KLW to help me out.
What matters to me, Roman, is that you are completely open about the fact that John Edson is the president of Lunar. Lunar underwrites these segments, but at the same time, you've got complete editorial control over how 99% Invisible sounds. So what do you think you're going to say?
Oh, I'll think of something. You know, what he said. This is the story of a toothbrush.
Express.
Expressing is getting a design out there in the world in a prototype form so that other people can look at it.
Test.
And you can test it. You can evaluate it. And then you can decide what you're going to do next.
And cycle.
And it really is this kind of forced evolutionary process.
So the toothbrush company came to Lunar with what John Edson calls a make pretty exercise.
Make pretty exercise.
That's not really innovation.
Our instinct was to ask them, well, how do people hold toothbrushes?
But the toothbrush company didn't actually know this.
So we engaged a hand kinesiologist.
That's somebody who knows how people hold stuff. It turns out there are 5 common toothbrush grips.
And in the meantime, our designers went out and bought every toothbrush under the sun, and we started to take the conventional flat toothbrush with bristles sticking up out of it, and we used a heat gun and made a bunch of different prototypes. We just bent those standard brushes into different shapes to see fundamentally what was working and what was not working.
Test.
Hundreds of sketches and dozens of prototypes.
And cycle.
One of the first things we found when we were molding our prototypes was that at the time the Reach toothbrush was probably best known as the most ergonomic toothbrush.
This was all perception.
It was only ergonomic in that it looked like a dental tool, and it was a dental tool that somebody else would use on you, the crook in the dental mirror. It's so that somebody can stick it in your mouth and manipulate it so they can see around your teeth. But the Reach toothbrush, if you use it yourself, you end up with your hand back at your ear.
So scrap the bend. Straight handle is better.
One of the things we found was a fatter toothbrush handle is more comfortable.
So fat is better than thin. But at some point in the process, someone at the toothbrush company said,
wait a minute. We can't ship a toothbrush that's got a fat handle on it like that because it's not going to fit into those 1950s style ceramic toothbrush holders that people have stuck to their walls. Part of their houses, right?
But this turned out to be a good thing for the toothbrush mongers.
They got a ton of press about it. Oh, here's the toothbrush that doesn't fit.
And Lunar came up with a strategy.
If anybody called to complain, we created this little nickel-plated stand. They'd just send out this $5 component.
Just like biological evolution. Sure, the organism adapts to the environment, but also the environment adapts to the organism.
And now if you buy a toothbrush holder, it's going to have these gigantic holes in the top, right? So you can fit these new fangled toothbrushes in them.
Future-oriented.
In addition to the straight and fat handles, the new toothbrush also had crisscross bristles.
Angled bristles.
That was brand new. The handle was strategically flattened in parts to help you orient it.
Your fingers know which way the bristles are pointed in your mouth.
And it accommodated all of the 5 brushing grips identified by the kinesiologist.
There's a spoon grip. There's the death grip. More women than men use the death grip.
When I asked John Edson which was his favorite innovation in the toothbrush, he named something that most people would consider a lack of design or innovation, just getting the toothbrush back to having a straight handle.
It's not trying to do anything crazy through the neck. That's the best shape, really. You know, those kind of duh innovations.
And that's a big part of design. The thing you don't think about or notice probably had the most thought put into it. 99% Invisible is produced by me, Roman Mars, with support from Lunar. It's a project of KALW, the American Institute of Architects San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. Find out more at 99percentinvisible.org.
Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. If you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. So say you are a podcaster. Squarespace has all the tools you need to create and sell your own online course in podcasting. Start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace Courses, you can create engaging content your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/invisible.